Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Bonnie Verberg at the Historical Village and Vermeer Windmill, and she's going to tell us about how they're getting ready for tulip time.
Well, Bonnie, tulip time is about 3 weeks away, and last year a lot of the blooms had fallen off the tulips by the time tulip time rolled around. What do you think is going to happen this year? Are we going to have tulips?
You know, Brad, if I had a nickel for everybody who asked me that question, I'd be a really wealthy woman. But they are going to be absolutely perfect. They are on target to just bloom their little hearts out right on tulip time. I don't think they're going to bloom a lot before tulip time. Maybe the week of, it looks like they'll start blooming. So they should be just really nice. And tulips usually last about 3 weeks. So if people want to make plans to come see the tulips, you know, if I had to make a guess, I would say towards the, tulip time week and the week or two after, they should be really pretty. But you're right. Last year they did bloom really early, but everything was really early. In fact, you know, even the daffodils are a little slow at coming up and the lilacs. So I think this is going to be a tulip time that everything blooms at the same time. So it should be beautiful.
You have one tulip here that bloomed already.
We do. We have an overachiever that started blooming already. It's the only one, and I can't even find any blossoms in any of the other ones, but it's only about 6 inches tall and it's really pretty orange and yellow stripes. But you know, they just seem to have a timer in them that all of a sudden they pop open when you least expect it. And, you know, the April showers bring May flowers. So with the weather, the next few days should be perfect for them.
So what else is going on here at the Windmill and Historical Village to get ready for tulip time?
Well, we're recruiting volunteers, and that's probably the biggest challenge. If we want to entertain all the guests that we have come to Pella each year for our festival, it takes a lot of people with willing hearts to step up and be willing to help out. We need people to help out in the gift shop area. We need people in the bakery. We need people in Heritage Hall. We need people in Wyatt Earp's house. We really need people to help make wooden shoes, so if somebody has a passion for making wooden shoes, we'd love to talk to them to help out in the work plots. So we need people in here in the interpretive center helping up in the mill on some of the various floors. So there's just a lot of volunteer opportunities if people have time free. The mornings are usually pretty easy to fill with volunteers. It seems like everybody's willing to do it Thursday and Friday morning. But when we get to Thursday, Friday afternoon, evening, and Saturdays all day, then it gets a little tougher. So anybody who's available, we'd love to talk to them.
And do you have to have a Dutch costume to do that?
A Dutch costume is really nice, but it doesn't have to be a real authentic Dutch costume, Brad. I need to talk to you about that. You need to get a Dutch costume this year so I can get you recruited to help us out a little bit. But there are, if you can put together something that looks like a Dutch costume with a hat that you can pick up almost anywhere in town, we have them here in our gift shop. I'm sure we can outfit you and have you looking good if you don't have one.
And you can have some special visitors coming to tulip time this year.
Yeah, we're excited. A few years ago, we had a class from the Netherlands of, I believe they're high school students, and they are coming again this year. There's about 15 students and a couple of teachers, and they're one of their teachers actually graduated from Central College, and so she is bringing them back again, and they'll be singing the Dutch National Anthem on Thursday afternoon and riding one of the parades. So it's always nice to lend a little bit of authenticity to our parade when we have some actual Dutchmen in it.
So when tulip time comes around, do you notice throughout the years that you see people who have come here before and then they keep coming back after their first time?
I think that's true. I think that's true that people come back year after year. Of course, I keep doing publicity and promotions with all the different home shows and sports shows, hoping that we find some new people who haven't been. And I guess the most common comment I hear from people is, oh, we did that like 10 years ago. We should do that again. So, yeah, I think people don't necessarily come back every year, but there are some who do. Volunteers often, once they volunteer once, do it again because they find out it really is a lot of fun. So, just another plug for volunteers that if you haven't tried that, you know, you might like it.
Well, is there anything new that's different from years past going on here?
There is quite a bit new. Dick Redman is the steering committee chair this year, and he has a fantastic committee that's made arrangements for several different things. One of the things they're doing is promoting some demonstrations. We haven't really actively promoted the Dutch letter-making demonstration or the wooden shoe-making demonstrations here in the village. Of course, we're doing more promotion of that. But the memorial building on the west side of the square is going to be kind of a hub of activity. crazy activity this year, too. Randy Sycamo will be doing a couple of demonstrations in the mornings on tulips and how we grow tulips. Millie Vandekeef will be doing a couple of demonstrations in the mornings on Dutch costumes, and even have people actually putting them on that are part of the audience. We'll have a costume on and get explained what it is. And my favorite is Chuck Vanveen's going to do a chocolate demonstration, and who can resist that?
All right. Well, I know things are going to be busy here getting ready for Tulip Time, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Brad, for coming over, and I'll look forward to talking to you again closer to Tulip Time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Bonnie Verberg about preparations for Tulip Time. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.